Chapter 1. Murchu Muchu Muchtena, priest at the Sleaty Monastery and master of its scriptorium, sat at his scribal desk and frowned at the task before him. Outside the timber-built, thickly thatched scriptorium, the daily life of the monastery went on within its protective dike and on the wide estate beyond. Under a grey early autumn sky, the community's arable fields, orchards and pastures sloped down to the River Barrow, where the monks had installed fish traps as well as one of the new water mills for grinding their grain. Inside the enclosure, cooking smells drifted from the kitchens attached to the refectory. Liturgical chanting could be heard from the stone chapel. Further off, on the estate, a smith was hammering metal. Inside the scriptorium, an appropriate silence reigned, but Murchu put his head in his hands and groaned. The other six scribes looked up at him, the new apprentices nervously, the old hands sympathetically. They would have liked to help. Murchu was a kind and diligent master. But they knew he had been saddled with a task that could have defeated any of them, and that now, about to start on it, he was doubting his own ability. To break the tension, one of them dared to call out to him, "Thosach ma lana hibre, master." "I'm the one who told you that a good beginning was half the work, son," snapped Murchu, "so I don't need you to repeat it back to me." Murchu was a sturdily built fisherman's son from the Kula coast, his dark hair and beard streaked with grey. His intelligent, humorous face was marred somewhat by a scar down his right cheek from an injury inflicted many years before in a skirmish with bandits. Though not yet 40, Murchu was feeling his age. So far, he had been able to face up effectively to whatever life had thrown at him. First had come his intensive schooling at the Kildare Monastery. The discipline there had often been harsh, much more so than in the smaller school here at Sleaty. But he had come through able to read and write Irish, Latin and Ogham, to understand the scriptures, and even to illuminate lettering. He had started his career as a lay scribe, and had married in his home settlement by the Eastern Sea. But misfortune had struck. He had lost both wife and parents in the famine and plague that followed one of the frequent wars between the Leinster Thuha. Consoled and strengthened by his faith in God and his confidence in his own abilities, he made his way alone through the wolf-infested mountains and across the Liffey back to Kildare. There he entered the novitiate for the priesthood. The eminent churchman Cogitosus befriended and helped him through the years to his ordination. Kildare had grown in wealth and prosperity since Murchu had first gone there as a young boy. But its wealth had come from the patronage and influence of the Igúnlinge, who had conquered the surrounding territories in brutal fashion. They had installed their own nominees as abbots and priors of the monastery. Soon the Kildare community, the heirs of St. Brigid, became more focused on material gain than on spiritual excellence. Disillusioned, Murchu left Kildare and spent 2 years as a travelling scribe. He visited centres of devotion and learning in Leinster and Munster, and even crossed the seas to monasteries in Britain and Gaul. After two narrow escapes from drowning, he arrived back in Ireland and ended up at the monastery of Sleaty, some 30 miles south of Kildare. Though not one of Ireland's largest monasteries, Sleaty had a well-run school, a scriptorium library, a guest house, and a small infirmary. Better still, it had a just and virtuous abbot. Unlike many abbots Murchu had met, Ea was sensitive to both the spiritual and material needs of the monastic community and its dependent groups of farmers, craftsmen and estate workers. He was also a bishop, spiritual head of the local Tuath, which was Í Varca territory. A deeply devout man, though inclined to be impulsive, he regularly followed the same disciplines as his priests and monks, insofar as his wider duties allowed. Settling down at Sleaty, Murchu soon discovered a talent for manuscript illumination. He looked forward to spending his life creating beautifully illustrated copies of the Psalms and Gospels that would inspire Christians for centuries to come. So where, he asked himself now, had the chain of events started that left him faced with such a challenging task? God must have planned the sequence. Where had he begun it?